Blog Talk Radio.
Michigan, you heard?
Hey, nah. If you don't know, now you know, like Biggie said.
Man, we back. We live, man. I like that intro. That beat dropped kind of harder than I thought it was going to drop.
Hey, nice little switch up in the game.
I thought they was talking about me when they was talking about the best shooter in the game.
Nah, they were talking about Elie Taylor, but, you know.
Hey, hold on, now. Don't act like I ain't been pulling. Never mind. it's another Last Second Shot podcast, man. I've been pulling from 30 since 93. But we here, man. We here, we live. We in postseason play, man. Where did the time go?
Oh, man, this time flew by quick.
So, long story short, people, we're here with our 17th, or 16th, excuse me, edition of The Last Second Shot. Man, we've been here since before the season started. So, to see how everything has progressed throughout all of our episodes, you know, having some legendary coaches on with us, having a, you know what I'm saying, having two up-and-coming coaches, so having some very good players, some future players who are going to be playing on ESPN soon, man, it's been special.
No, it's been very special, and, you know, thank you to all y'all listeners, you know, the people that, you know, that rock with us, and you know, even if you listen for the first time, thanks for, you know, just checking us out, you know, trying to do right by these kids, you know, give them some love and attention that they really need, because obviously the rest of Michigan don't care.
Wow. too deep for the intro, maybe?
Nah.
Too deep for the intro. But, all right, so let's get into what definitely was a huge story when it happened. You know, it's died down a little since we were into a new week, but, man.
Angie Dundee, Ali's trainer right next to me, is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be in a neutral corner. He is.
Man, down goes Frazier. Saginaw Heritage goes down to Midland Isle. Nationally ranked Saginaw Heritage, number one on most polls throughout most of this season. Saginaw Heritage takes a loss to who a team that they'll meet in districts in Midland Dow. Talk about how big that win is for Midland Dow.
So very, very big win. It gives them a boost for the rest of the season. It's a great win, a great late season win, more importantly, going in to districts, which they'll probably end up seeing Heritage again. So to have that confidence, say, hey, we beat them once already, recently, so, we could do it again. If that happened, we have to play them again, see them again, we can do it again. So, it's a momentum builder, for Midland Dow, and they're finally whole again. So that's a good win, now that Asia Bland is back. That's a big part of their team. So, hey, the sky's the limit now, for them now. They got that win, and it's go time.
Definitely, and it's something. I forgot which it's a fellow reporter who has this a pinned tweet where he says, "I wish the phrase beating a team twice in 1 year is tough could be permanently erased from a sports vocabulary." But hey, I mean, honestly, it's the truth, especially when you have to win close games. So this makes that district with Midland Dow and Saginaw Heritage even more interesting now. It would be interesting if Saginaw Heritage was going for a three-peat against them, but now it's kind of a toss-up. It's like, okay, well, we're 1-1 against, 1-1 against them in the season. How, nothing is really guaranteed, or you can't even really call anybody a favorite.
No, not at all. And, and it's all about, well, we don't want to get too much away because we still got a tournament preview show next week. But both teams going to. Both teams gonna make adjustments, and so, I don't think both teams gonna stick to what works, because I know Heritage gonna make adjustments. I know Midland Dow knows that Heritage gonna make adjustments, so they're gonna come out with something just a tad bit different, but obviously both teams wanna stick with what works for them as well. So it's gonna be interesting to see how things shake up. Once they meet, assuming that they do.
Assuming. I guess that's, I guess I gave away part of my prediction for that bracket, part of the bracket, but more to come. But beating a nationally ranked team, and that just kind of shows you the competitiveness in Michigan, man. Like, 1 week you have Arbor Prep that beats Bay City John Glenn, who was in the top 25 on a few different polls, and then you have the week right after that you have Saginaw Heritage going down to Midland Dow. Very competitive in our state. I'ma say it again. Very competitive in our state, man. And it shows you nothing is really guaranteed, especially when you have to go through two of the toughest teams meet in the first round of the playoffs. Or not the first round, but in the first little, sub bracket of playoffs. Man, that should put a lot of teams on notice who think, they're gonna skate to quarterfinal or the Breslin. is anybody can get it. I mean, because speaking of anybody being able to get it, big shout out to Plymouth. Plymouth went to Novi, they didn't go to Novi, but Plymouth played Novi yesterday. Novi, who's a really good team, 12-3. you know, 12-3 overall on the season. Plymouth beats them in the KLAA tournament. What I assume was a very good effort by both teams. Plymouth comes out on top, 45-39. So, I mean, what we see right now are those teams who probably didn't have the best, seasons, gaining momentum. It happens every year. It happens every year. If you go back and listen to our first two episodes, we were talking about surprise teams. And I said, hey, the surprise team is going to be at the end of the year, that team who has momentum that we really didn't expect to see coming down the road like this.
Yeah, and, you know, last year it was, you know, Waterford, Our Lady of Lakes, you know, who started sub-500, you know, but ended up making it all the way to the Breslin and, you know, has carried that momentum into this season. They're having a really good season this year. They're 12-4 right now. So, you know, not saying that, this Plymouth is going to be this year's version of that, but, you know, that's a big win, and that could carry over, you know, spill over into the tournament, you know. And for one, the rest of the KLAA tournament and possibly the state tournament as well. But, you know, not just them, you know, this might be a team, you know, somewhere, you know, in the upper peninsula that we don't know about that, it, you know, is probably going to ride a hot wave. So, you know, so
man,
lot,
those UP teams come down here for blood. when they make it out of their districts and they get down here, they're in Kiel. And listen, so, I mean, I told everybody, when St. Ignace is on the court, I usually pick them. so, you know, that's just kind of a thing there. So, I mean, in the KLAA tournament right now, you know, we have Plymouth is going to see Canton. They're going to see Canton in the upcoming game. I think the Wayne Memorial, the person who's going to go against Wayne Memorial is yet to be decided. That game has to be played, I believe. And then we'll get to the final game in the KLAA tournament. That's next week, right? Yep, that's next week while we're on air. That game will be going on. I encourage everybody to, go to the game and listen to us while you're there.
Actually, it's two games. It's the Lakes and the Kensington final on Wednesday, and then Friday, the Kensington winner plays the Lakes winner.
Right. So Northville and Livonia Churchill have to. I don't know who won that game. It was supposed to happen yesterday. We don't have a score to it yet. So whoever won that game will be playing Wayne Memorial this Friday. Then the championship, the Kensington championship. Is going to be on the 24th. Like I said, man, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough. I mean, because on the other spectrum or side of things, you have Waterford Kettering, who I think they're a really good team, who doesn't really get a lot of, they get credit, but, you know, I don't think people really appreciate how good they are. Waterford Kettering, you know, beat Pinckney last night, and Heartland beat Wall Lake Western. So they're gonna meet up. They're gonna meet up in the semis. So it's gonna be Waterford Kettering versus Heartland. Howell beat Wall Lake Northern. So the winner of tonight's game, Brighton versus Waterford Mott, will meet Howell in the semifinals, and then that championship game will again be on Wednesday. So you know that
not about the Northville score. Northville won last night by 19.
Okay, so Northville versus Wayne Memorial, and obviously that's a game that Wayne Memorial lost earlier in the year.
Yeah.
So you know that's going to be an interesting matchup. We just talked about beating a team twice in a year, and you know, if I'm not mistaken, that's the game Camry Clegg had to sit out because of a hole in her mouth or something of that nature. It's hard to keep up with all of the things that go on, but. You know, a fully healthy team in Wayne Memorial versus a Northville team that I warned people about at the beginning of this year. I told people Northville would still be good even without Modkins, and certainly they've went out there and proven me right. So KLAA is heating up, man. The KLAA is definitely heating up, and it's going to be something else. To see how that plays out. Now, in another tournament bracket that we're following, we're talking the Catholic League bracket, man.
Yeah, the Catholic League. Two games are being played tonight. Last I checked. Marion and Regina were tied at the half.
Yep, 21-21.
So that's looking like it's gonna shake out to be an interesting one. Actually, thanks to Matt Maury, he just tweeted that is middle of the
Marion's
first quarter and Marion's beating by three. Yep.
Yes, sir. Thanks to Matt Mowry. And he's going to be on our preview show next week, but we got more to come about that.
Oh, yeah, don't give away don't give away our guest list too early.
I mean, it's coming in this show, man. It's coming in this show anyway.
Well,
finally.
Like, make him wait a little bit longer. That's really the end of the day.
Man. But, yeah, so, I mean, shout out to Matt Mowry and his updates and all of his work. So, the Catholic League is looking to set up really nice as well. You got Mercy who just clinched their way. Did they clinch their way into the championship game? Or?
Yes, they did.
Yes, so the winner of this game clinches their way into the championship game. And look, Marion is, they're not Marion of the last 2 years, okay? We get it. That was a unicorn of a team. Once every so often type of team, okay? But, man, when I tell you they've come out and exceeded a lot of people's expectations, okay? Obviously this year, they lost all five of their starters. I mean, really, if you want to, just be honest about it, they lost all six of the players that really contributed, and gave them, meaningful minutes in 1 year. And they went out there and they've been competitive all year, man.
They've been more competitive than what a lot of people thought. Losing, a special player like Samantha Thomas and, her sister Bailey and graduating, I think it was four or five seniors. So that takes a big chunk out of your team.
Right. I mean, when you lose shooting, anytime you lose, not even talking about the defensive players they were, or, you know, everything else they added to the team. But when you lose that type of shooting, Polinsky, Gray, Robinson, you know, that's – I don't know, man. I would have been tempted to do like some of the coaches and just resign. But we know Coach Mary sits around and isn't like that. She's one of them coaches who you can put, you know, anybody in front of her, and she's gonna find a way to get them to at least a district final, at least to a regional. And you know, I think she has one losing season to her name, where she's below 500, and that same group end up winning two championships. So, you know, I guess I would say I'm not surprised by her team being competitive, and I'm not even surprised that they might end up being in a championship game, like the Catholic High School League game. I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of people are, but you know, if you ask me, I won't say I saw it coming, but you know, I could have predicted that it would have been something like this.
Yeah, and I'm right with you. You know, I was, you know, looking at the Catholic League, you know, it was still a more of a toss-up in my opinion, but you're going to, you know, more than likely get the prediction that we talked about off-air, you know, another rematch of Marion and Mercy. So, you know, it shook out,
yeah, I mean,
how we thought.
That's a rematch of, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it shook up how we predicted it off air. I mean, well, it hasn't yet, because Marion's still playing against Regina as we're talking right now.
Right. Ooh, I hope the game is done by the time we're done. I'll make a prediction, depending, you know. I'll make a prediction, winner or loser, but you know, I hope that game is over by the time we wrap up on air. So, that's another tournament. Now tomorrow, at Callahan Hall, on the campus of University of Detroit Mercy, you know, home of Lola Ristovsky, home of Haley Ristovsky, home of, not going to lie, I don't know a lot of their players. Hey, they have to get better. It is what it is. But future home of Zoe Otis. You know, we have the Detroit Public School League Championship. The girls are set to tip off at 5 o'clock. Detroit Renaissance, you know, who, you know, it's funny. Renaissance takes a lot of slander, and I think it's the funniest thing ever when the whole King versus Cass versus Renaissance thing happens, because, like, King and Cass will just gain up on Renaissance and get all of their alumni out of there real quick and then go back to being one of the best rivalries in the state. But you have Renaissance versus King, which, man, this is a switch up from what we're used to, you know. At UAD, you're used to seeing, you know, for the last few years, you're used to seeing Cass and King. It just kind of became expected. It's become like, you know, it was like one of those things, like, oh, yeah, King and Cass will be there. But guess what? This year, Renaissance said no. They said, we're here. And I'm honestly, you know, I guess some people would look at them as the favorite, because they did take down Martin Luther King High School this year. Man, what do you think about that game?
It's gonna be pretty interesting, just from the fact that, like you said, the last few years we've seen Cass and King, and it, you know, it was a kind of a shift in the alignment with the PSL tournament this year. But
yep.
Even still, you know, it's still, no matter how the switch up came about, it's still a switch up, and it's going to be interesting just from that standpoint that it's just a new phase in, you know, the team that's always there in King. You know, you probably most times you just pencil them in to represent the you know, one side of the PSL in that championship game almost. So
Coach Winfield is embarking on historic. I want to say historic, but I have to do more research to call it historic. But he's embarking on a heck of an accomplishment and trying to win his fifth straight. Okay. His fifth straight. And I want people to realize the type of Cass Tech teams he's beat on the way to this five straight. Okay. In 2011, if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't even Cass that he beat in the championship.
2012.
Pershing. Correct. So, listen, I mean, but no, they didn't play in the playoffs. Pershing beat Cass to get to the playoffs that year. So, I mean, no, essentially we're talking about him beating an All-American to win one. Him beating one of the best backcourts that I've seen in recent years three times in a row in the dance. And Kalen Parker, Kalen Willis and Taylor Parker. I mean, and then you add, you know, you add Zoe Otis, who's a Division I player going to University of Detroit. Obviously, Rose Swall never got to play in a championship game because of the ridiculous transfer rules. I think one of those years, Tyra Jones was on the team. The first year they made it to the championship game, Tyra Jones was on that team. He beat her. She went to Duquesne to play her freshman year in college. It's ridiculous. Like, he's consistently beating very, very talented teams. And so now this is new territory. I mean, because, you know, he beat Cass in the regular season in all four of those years. So now he's coming to Renaissance King, the Lady Crusaders, not just Coach Winfield, but the Lady Crusaders. They're coming to Callahan Hall with a loss against the team that they're going against in the championship.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, now, you know, about all those great players, you're seeing another one on Friday in Sia Frazier, you know, who's going to Penn State next year. So going against another Big Ten caliber kid, you know, and I know she's been on a mission this year, and she's going to look to continue that mission. So it's going to see, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how both teams come out, and, you know, King made any switch ups from the last time they seen Renaissance, and see if Renaissance made any little subtle adjustments, or, you know, are they going to go with what worked last time? It is. You know, it's a lot of new stuff surrounding this game.
Yeah, and this is, you know, not to say anybody's going to fold under pressure, but this is the big light game. I mean, this is Callahan Hall, where, you know, it's going to be packed. It's going to be packed by halftime for this game because, you know, people don't want to miss out on the actual championship game. I mean, well, not the actual, but the boys' championship game. So you see these games fill up quicker or faster than the regular playoff games. So, you know, you're already gonna have your supporters in there, but you're gonna have the crowd who just want to see a highlight or see threes go down or a crossover. How will Renaissance react not being there, not being in this big game before? The Crusaders, they're a young team, but they have players on the team who's been there. They have a coach who's been there and further, you know. So how is Renaissance going to react to that aspect of the game? I'm really interested to see. I mean, and even so, this is a great test for Renaissance getting prepared for the state tournament, which we'll talk about their path. They're starting out a path next show, but you know they're in a tough district. They're on the tough side of a district. And again, tune in next weekend, and you'll find out exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, tune in next week, like you said. But you know, more on that later. More on that later.
All right. So Eric,
what's
give
up?
Give me your prediction for the PSL championship.
I would say King takes this grudge match by the score of.
Oh, he can score.
60 to 54.
You know, I was gonna say King by six. Okay. I'm gonna stay at King by six or eight. I think that fifth straight is just so enticing, and it really right after that loss, I saw a different King team than I've seen in the last few years. Remind you, we've seen some very good King teams in the last couple of years. We saw a King team who went the distance with Marion last year in the friendship game. But what I saw at the Round Ball Classic, and that's the last time that I watched the Lady Crusaders, was a totally different animal than what I've seen in the last couple of years. Just from the sets that they were running, the way they were shooting, where they were shooting from, and then you add in some transfers who are eligible now. Yeah. I think King might go ahead and take this one.
That's a good way to put it. So we talked about the KLAA tournament, the Catholic League tournament, PSL championship. That's on Friday. Make sure y'all are in attendance because we're going to be there.
We're going to be there. I might be off for Fresh Cut.
Hey, both of us going to be off for Fresh Cut.
I might be off for Fresh Cut, so you know you already know what time it is.
Hey, we might pull from 30. You know what I'm saying? But both of us
Splash Bros.
But yeah, so make sure all of y'all attend the game. It's gonna be a good one. We want to see everybody there. We want to see y'all faces. But so we talked about those championship games in these conference tournaments. Let's talk about an accomplishment that somebody achieved this past week. Kaiser Gondrezek is now fifth all time on the Michigan scoring list.
Man, you know what? You know what this reminds me of. I can say I'm truly blessed to be able to cover these athletes. But man, covering Kaiser Gondrezek and her ascension, even though I'm not as close to it as I was with this situation, but this reminds me of covering Mike Weber in high school. When Mike Weber was just going around, you know, setting records, rushing for 400 and plus yards. that's what, you know, every week saying, you know, yeah, Kaiser Gondrezek, another 50-point game, fifth all-time on Michigan's list. That's what it feels like, man. And salute to her, man. You know, before the season, I predicted that she was going to have a few 50-point games. I actually think I predicted four. 50-point games. But, man, she's out here, like, literally trying to rewrite the record book.
Yeah, she is. I mean, had to do that. But to keep going at this pace all year, I mean, every game, 49, 43, 54, 52, 50, 40, 40. I mean, it's only been, I think, probably two or three games that she's had under 40 points. And she's top three in the country in scoring. To keep going, I don't care, as we said on previous shows, I don't care who she's playing against, where, how, I don't care. 40 and 50 is 40 and 50. It's hard enough, it's hard to get that in one game. So to do it for 16?
Man, if Big Sister wasn't on her team the following, you know, the years before, we probably talking about her doing this for 2 years consistently.
And this is just nuts. This is nuts.
Yeah. Like, she's been putting up 20-plus since, you know, what, her sophomore year?
Freshman year. She was averaging 28 as a freshman.
Yeah. Okay, I thought so. So 20-plus since her freshman year, that's ridiculous. Like, but, you know, I guess that's the type of talent that you keep out of the McDonald's All-American game.
Hey, we gave those voters enough of our time. Let's not talk about that.
You know, man, freak. Never mind. I really hope she gets into the. I really hope she gets into the Jordan Brand Classic, so people can see a show. Like, you know, I've been able to see a few times over the years. Because every time she comes to this side of the state, man, it's an absolute clinic, bucket clinic, as Cassius Winston would say, bucketism. You feel me, man? So I think that's really good for her. We're literally seeing history being made in front of us. So that's just crazy. Like,
yeah.
I can't even score 50 in 2K with one player.
Hey, yeah, it's hard enough to do that. So to do it, you know, in the actual game, it's just incredible. And it, like I said, to do it that consistently, and I just hope everybody is appreciating what we're seeing and reading about and hearing about and tweeting about with this kid. You know, I hope everybody just appreciates it and not, you know, make excuses for why she's doing it. No, she's just going out there and playing her game, and this is the type of talent that this kid has.
And this is the Last Second Shot podcast, the voice of girls basketball in Michigan. Real quick update, Regina versus Marion, with about under 2 minutes left. The score was 41-35, Marion up. So we'll continue to keep a look on, at that. That has serious implications on what will be going on even after the tournament is done. Because there is a friendship game to be played between the PSL and the Catholic League. So, you know, we'll definitely keep our eye on that.
Oh, yes. So, what's next on the agenda that we got to talk about, man?
All right. So, can we let the people stop waiting? Can they know?
Can they? I think they can.
Are they allowed? Can they peek behind the curtain?
A little bit.
Well, no. Y'all can't peek behind the curtain. But y'all can. However, what we got planned for our preview show. So, you know, most people don't know. This whole podcast started because last year when I was primarily a writer, I wanted to do a podcast just to do, you know, to give everybody a comprehensive list or a comprehensive rundown of what was happening going into the playoffs. Okay. That was such a hit. You know, many of the people who listen now listen to that broadcast, and you know, one thing led to another. I told Eric, hey, we need to do a podcast every week this season. You know, Storm the Court happened. That wasn't, you know, somebody started a podcast a day before ours with that name. We changed it to The Last Second Shot. 16 episodes later, we not canceled. We still here. That's how things happen. So now, almost a year later, we're right back to where we started. We are going to be heading into the season or the postseason with a preview show. Last year, Antoinette Miller and Deja Church graced us with their presence on the show. Brandon Hunter, great reporter in the Detroit area, actually in the whole state, came in and talked to us about the boys' side of the tournament. So this year, well, first off, I just want to say thank you to everybody. We invited a few people. Some people have games and things, prior commitments. So I want to thank everybody who even replied to us, you know, to let us know if you could do it or not. Salute to y'all. But, man, our first guest, I've already told y'all about him. let it out the bag a little early. Our first guest is Matthew B. Mowry. Of the Oakland Press, in my prep zone. You can follow him on Twitter at Full Court Oakland Press, or Full CRT Oak Press. You know, I know how them Twitter names be, so you have to shorten it up. Man, I'm really excited about it because nobody covers, you know, their portion of the state. In my personal opinion, like Matthew Mowry does in girls basketball, is really comprehensive. He's always on the scene with it, and he knows his stuff. It's going to be really interesting to talk to him about some of the Oakland County teams who are going to be competing. Man, I really, really, really like reading Matthew Mowry's articles. Just really comprehensive with what he does, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna school us on some Oakland County stuff, you know, because Oakland County is big. It's not just the OAA. It stretches to, you know, Catholic League, the KLAA. So, you know, really looking forward to getting his perspective on a few different teams, you know.
Hey, you know, like I second everything Darren just said. You know, this man takes his craft seriously, and you know, to be one person to cover a whole county the way he does. I mean, he's at everything. He's every big tournament he's at. You know, every big game within the county he's at. You know, even some of the games that are probably not looked at as big games, he still attends. You know, just to make sure he has everything straight. And that's what I love about him. And, you know, like I think I probably said this before on Twitter, probably the only AP voter who really cares at this point.
Hey, chill, bro. you gonna make somebody pull up and make you run the fade, bro.
Hey. I'm just speaking my mind, but you know, just my thoughts, like Jay-Z said.
Hey, real quick, before we move on, Marion did beat Regina 47-39. They'll be returning to Callahan Hall. Again, they will go ahead and advance to Callahan Hall after beating Regina 47-39. Scorer is Per Matthew Mowry, who will be on the show next week to talk to us about the tournament.
Yes, sir.
So who else we got?
I mentioned this girl earlier in the intro of this week's show.
You did?
The best shooter in the state, as we said multiple times on this show.
I said it. You just said it. Remember, I made that statement. Everybody who listens knows I was the one who made the statement.
Hey, but I followed up real quick, though.
but okay. I was the one that made that proclamation.
You did. I'm not going to lie. You had a genius moment. But, you know, she hails from Midland, Dow. She's committed to St. Louis. Before I say her name, drop a bomb, because she be dropping bombs out here.
Man. That was funny.
The great Ellie Taylor will grace our show next Wednesday, you know, for the state tournament preview.
Man, we really only have the best players come on our show. We really only have the best of the best come on our show. So, you know, I think I already said too much, but just think about the players that we've had on our show. It hasn't been many of them, but think about the players and the people we featured on our show. That's a great company, and that's how high we think of her, or at least I do. I can't really speak for Eric all the time.
Hey,
you know,
hey,
I said she was the best shooter, and he takes credit for it. So, you know, whatever.
I didn't say me. I said we.
But, yeah, man. So we have her coming on the show. That's going to be real interesting, especially because, you know, most of the players that we've invited on the show, we've either interviewed before or, you know, we've had conversations with them before and prior to the interviews. But it's some type of, I don't want to say relationship, but it's some type of rapport there. This is going to be my first ever time talking to the Miss Taylor, the older Miss Taylor, Ellie Taylor. So it's going to be real interesting, you know, like, I can't wait to get her on and actually talk to her.
Oh, it's going to be really interesting. I've met her once. Lovely family, you know, good, great kid. With a great
family.
Game, so.
I love Mr. and Mrs. Taylor. They're really great. I did meet them. I did talk to them at the round ball. But, you know, and from my understanding, their son is a D'Angelo Russell fan. So they're really good people as far as I'm concerned. They're raising their kids right. You feel me?
Hey, quick thing to get off topic for one second. They need to fire Byron Scott because he's messing up Russell's career.
Man, free Russell, free Randall, free grown man Rand, free Jordan Clarkson. But yeah, man. So just really great people. I can't wait to have Ellie on. Talk to her about Midland Dial's success this season, how they're going to, you know, how they plan on getting through the tournament. Man, so another guest that we have, you know, me and Eric made up our own AP poll, and we ranked him in the top two, maybe. maybe top one of coaches with the best hair in Michigan. we have Coach Corey Schneider for the Bay City Jaguars. And that's not a joke. Like, his hair is really perfect. Like, I might ask him about it. It's man. I might ask him about his hair care patterns when he gets on the show. You never know. But really, man, Bay City John Glenn, don't want to say he came out of nowhere. They started the season with some big statements. You know, and it's going to be interesting to see them because obviously they're one of the favorites in Class B. Got some talented players on their team. This is going to be really interesting to talk to Coach Snyder and see, you know, and really, you know, find out about him as a person, though, not just about his team and the tournament, which is going to be great, but man, you know, like reading his blog and even reading like some of the articles where, you know, they talk about how he used to play back in the day. Just really, like, he seems like an interesting person, and that's going to be an interesting interview, to say the least. I can't wait to have him on.
Yeah, I heard he used to pull from 30, you know what I'm saying? So.
I heard he was the man back in the day in that Bay City area. So
Bay City's finest.
Hey, didn't he win that poll about which coach was hardest to guard in Bay City?
I think he did
win that poll. Man, that's gonna be wild.
That might be like one of the best interviews we'll probably have. I mean, and it's good to, you know, that's why we love interviewing, you know, different people, especially coaches who don't get interviewed necessarily a heck of a lot, you know. And not just to ask them the standard questions that everybody else asks them, but to also, you know, just get a feel for who they are as people. Because, you know, this is what they do. This is not who they are. You know,
honestly, once you get,
same thing with players.
Once you get to a certain point, though, you really know all the answers that you're going to get. Oh, man, how do you feel about the tournament? Oh, we feel really good. We're going to go out there and compete, blah, blah, blah. Who do you have to worry about? Oh, well, everybody's competitive. Like, I mean, we're not. I'm not here to do those type of interviews. Like, we, I tried to throw a little bait at Antoinette Miller when she came on. It didn't work out. And it turned into one of those interviews, like, midway through. So, you know, you know, like, we're not here to do those type of interviews, man. We really want to have an interesting preview show. Of course, we're going to talk about the game. We're going to talk about the tournament. But when I tell you we're here and we're going to have some fun with all of our guests, it's going to be interesting. Make sure y'all tune in. Who else is going to give you 2 hours of comprehensive MHSAA girls basketball talk? Actually, who else can give you 2 hours of MHSAA girls basketball talk?
Hey, you'd be hard pressed to find another one outside of us.
Are you gonna go to? I don't know. We might be a monopoly in this situation. But you know, like I said, last second shot, the voice of girls basketball in Michigan. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes. Real quick, before we move on, if you're not already, you need to be following my brother Eric Thomas at quiet_storm30. And you can follow me at Sport Spoken Real. And
hey, if y'all wondering why my name's Quiet Storm, like, don't ask. Just know.
We've already come to the conclusion that Eric is a legend. He's a legend everywhere, especially in let me chill. But Yeah, Eric is a legend all around in these streets. yeah. especially in a certain area of the state.
Hold on, chill.
Salute.
Chill.
Eric said, all right, you did enough. That's enough.
These people know too much already.
But yeah, man. So, as promised, I'm gonna make a prediction for the championship game. Marion just won by 6 against Regina. Mercy, they won earlier today. Two teams who lost a lot, you know. They lost a lot. So, you know, a lot of people don't know what to expect from Mercy. Like, they've read about them. I don't know a lot of people talking about Mercy right now. You know, I've seen Marion. A lot of people don't really know what to expect from Marion because a lot of people haven't been paying attention like recent years. I got to see both teams this year. Mercy won 45-28. It's a big margin against Lady Wood. My prediction is Marion wins by 7.
Give us a score, man. Give us a score, dog.
A score. See, that's tough because I think about possessions versus I don't think about how many possessions. I just think about game flow. But a score, I'm going to go a low-scoring game. I'm going to go 40-33. I don't think either team is going to come in there and shoot the lights out or break the scoreboard. I think both teams are going to get in there and play some hard defense. You can always expect that from a Marion team, a hard defensive team. But, you know, Marion is still long and kind of athletic. A lot of people don't know that. Where Mercy can make me wrong at is if, you know, they get up in pressure and they create turnovers. But again, a Marion team, they're just so good with adjustments. I mean, and Eric knows this firsthand about how they can adjust on the go. So, you know, that's why I'm picking Marion by 7.
All right, since you made a prediction, I'm going to make a prediction. I go 4. Well, Marion by 4, I'm going to give a score. 45-41, Marion.
So, yeah, we're both thinking low-scoring game.
This is going to be a defensive battle. It's going to be a defensive battle.
Definitely. And, I mean...
Ran off on the floor twice. Ran off on the...
Marion might be trying to run off on the plug twice. Marion really might be trying to run off on the plug twice, man. Because, I mean, another Catholic League championship after losing... Five starters and your sixth man.
Another one.
Yes, another one, Khaled. But man, for real, like it's just that's called creating a culture. That's called creating a culture where, you know, I tell people this all the time. high school coaches are different because their sole purpose isn't to really get kids in a scholarship. Now, when they have those caliber of players, that becomes part of their job. But there's genuinely coaches out here who get kids who just want to play, not worried about college or anything like that. So, you know, when you see a Marion who, you know, doesn't really have college prospects on their team like that, you know, and they're going to, you know, on their way to, you know, back-to-back-to-back Catholic League champion, being back-to-back-to-back Catholic League champions, you just think about, that's a heck of a culture that Coach Cicerón has built, you know, to the point where it's like, you know, we might not have Samantha Thomas, who's playing like one of the best juniors in the nation, might not have the West Virginia commit coming back. We might not have Jada Robinson, who went to Central, or Helensky and Gray. I think Helensky was playing at MIT. We might not have them coming back, but we're going to go out here and we're still going to compete because that's our culture. That's special right there. That's special right there. And even though, they lost a lot, it's hard to bet against the Marion team or to predict against them.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard to not pick them. You know, and they've been in this position plenty of times before, and you know, Coach Mary always seems to pull some out of her bag, and she ends up pulling out a championship along with it. So she has a Midas touch when it comes to this type of stuff. You know, she's one of those coaches that just has it. So, you know, and she's fiery. You know, her team, she's one of those coaches that her team really takes on her personality. And, you know, she's fiery. You know, she's almost like a Michigan version of Kim Mulkey, in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a perfect comp. Man. But, and it's crazy, man. Like, you know, just going back to what I said earlier, we're really almost at the end of this basketball season. It's almost March Madness time.
Word the future.
Man, it's been a day to get my mind blown. But what do you plan on doing this off season?
What I plan on doing this off season? Get some more Under Armour stuff.
I'm planning on traveling to Michigan.
Right. I might be rolling with you too.
It's a beautiful nation.
Very beautiful nation. Got to see it all. You know.
Got to.
Just one nation, though. Not we're not going to.
Yeah, I don't see those other nations. Just one nation.
Just one nation. Yeah.
Saw Jarvis Mitchell announce it on Twitter. Me and Eric will be embarking in his coaching journey. Eric has been a coach for years, and I've coached as well. But proud to announce that we'll be coaching the middle school group of kids for One Nation. Man, I can't wait. We're literally... we're going to be coaching the middle school group of kids for One Nation. And I can't wait. Man, you know what I'm saying? Man, and it works out so perfect this way. Like, You know, we don't have to coach the kids that, you know, we're covering or, you know, whatever. So, you know, we get to stay objective, but still, like, I think I've been telling you this. I think I told you this, but I always so tweeted it. I just, man, I've been having that fire in my belly to coach, like, for a minute. I haven't coached since I coached the South Lake boys a couple of years ago. And man, when I tell you, I just love it. Can't wait to get our group of young ladies picked out. If you're interested in tryouts, make sure, or you know somebody in this, you know, sixth through eighth grade who's interested in trying out, you know, make sure y'all contact us. You got our Twitters. You know, you can hit me on Black Planet, Crush Spot, Farmers Only, Black People Meets, Christian Mingles, all of that.
Oh, my God.
I just roll
regular Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. That's it. Contrary to what Darren said last week, don't have all them pages. I may still have my Bebo account from eighth grade, but you know.
Hey, Bebo used to slap, bro. No, but really, you know. So if you're interested in trying out for our middle school group, make sure you contact us. We can get you some information. And that's going to be fun. That's going to be a fun journey, especially because, you know, traveling around and seeing teams, AAU teams in other states, as well as seeing other young ladies who coach, are being coached up in the state, you know, our future stars of tomorrow. It's only going to allow us to grow this podcast more. It's only going to allow us to give you more comprehensive coverage. And, you know, it should be some fun journeys and fun stories to come out of this, especially on the beach at Boo Williams.
Bro, chill.
They'll be I'm just saying, like, I really look forward to going to Boo Williams because I love the Virginia Beach. Hamilton Beach. It's amazing.
Man, hey, I told y'all, y'all think I'm the wild one. Hey,
what?
My brother over here, he's a savage for real.
Wow. I mean, nah. I'm just happy about it, man. Like I said, this isn't going to change how we cover everybody in the state, because you know, I feel like, you know, that type of coverage is the reason why, or partially the reason why Michigan is in the state that it is with our girls' hoops. Man, we're just really out here just trying to help out girls. You know, I guess I'll say my personal goal. And I know I'm getting a little personal here, but you know, I like our audience to know who we are. I guess I'll say my personal goal with this whole thing is by the end of our AAU season of coaching these middle school girls, I want all of our players to be able to go to any high school and be able to either start on a varsity squad or be able to get meaningful minutes. You know, like, of course I love winning, man, but I'm really in it to just make girls better. Like, you know, we had Jarvis on earlier. This is before we knew we were going to be coaching with him. But, you know, we had Jarvis on earlier in the season, and he was talking about making girls better. Man, I want to send a group of, you know, however many so girls we have on the team to high school, and I want them to be like animals. Like, man, I used to work at a funeral home where we picked up bodies. I want to be the reason why his body's being picked up. Like, I want to just breed some killers, man. You know?
In the basketball sense, because
In the basketball sense. I think everybody should get that. We don't condone murder. I think it's just crazy that I would even have to give that disclaimer. But we don't condone murder. We don't condone violence. We don't condone any of that. Okay, cool.
But aside from that, I mean, my personal goal with this is really just the same as Darren's. Is just really to get these, you know, however many kids we have, you know, just get them better. And, you know, like Darren said, you know, with us coaching the middle school is really, you know, coaching the kids that we, you know, we'll see in at the high school level, which we cover, is our really our future stars of tomorrow. You know, to steal Darren's quote, you know,
I believe that children are our future.
but seriously, you know, I just want to get these kids better, and that's it. Just make these kids better. Just really be a gym rat and do whatever I can possible along with Darren to make sure these kids, you know, get the development that they need and the development that they want as well. And, you know, really just shout out to all the AAU programs around the state, you know, that get these kids better from the Storm to, you know, Crossover to the top 10, you know, if I left anybody out, you know.
The Monarchs, the Battle Cats, the Shock, the Fast Break. You left a lot of people out. You can't name
three
people. If I left anybody out. you know, but yeah, shout out to all y'all. I'm really excited to join my peers in this coaching journey. And like I said, you know, we're gonna be in a lot of gyms. You know, we're gonna be podcasting about the, you know, current high schoolers. Me and Eric really haven't worked out if this is still gonna be an every week thing in the summer. But yeah, you know, we'll still be here. We actually haven't even talked about it.
No, we haven't. So. y'all know just as much as we do at this point.
the producer sweating like, Nah, but yeah, man, it's gonna be hype, man. Like I said, I'm just so excited because I feel like, you know, at this point right now, me and Eric don't know about a single player that we'll have on our team. Like we don't have a for sure player at all. you know what I'm saying? So it's like, whereas a lot of eighth grade teams in Michigan have started already, which I think is cool that in eighth grade that you know, Michigan gets a head start on things. But I know, like, in Ohio and a lot of surrounding states, the eighth grade teams haven't started playing yet. But right now, me and Eric really don't know about who's going to be on our team. We haven't had tryouts yet. We're going to announce that date soon. But, man, when I tell you I'm ready, when I tell you I know Eric is ready, man, I'm ready to hit the ground and get running, man.
Ready. Hey, same here. Same here. You know, just excited to you know, really dive into, you know, the world of coaching, you know, on the summer circuit. I do it now with high school, but, you know, really that's just doing a win, you know, during the fall and the winter. But now, you know, getting into it in the summer, and we're seeing what the summer talking about. The summer season is really light. You know, it's going to be cool. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun.
And I'm deleting all my plays off of Twitter. So you got 12 hours. You got 12 hours to copy whatever you're going to copy from my media section on Twitter, and I'm deleting them. You got to save them for the kids. You got to save them for the kids, dog. And
I don't know why, you know, Darren put those out anymore. No, I do know why. Let me chill.
Okay. I was just about to say, okay. But yeah, I'm taking all of my horn plays off of Twitter, partially because I'm going to use some for the team and partially because I might write an ebook on horn because I'm feeling like an expert.
Oh, so you're just feeling yourself right now?
I'm feeling like an expert in horns. You feel me? But not really. So that's what we're going to be doing this off season. If anybody is wondering, we still got a few more weeks. Obviously, we got to make it to the Breslin. We're definitely going to be running consistently until that Breslin run. I know that much. So, you know, obviously we got a few more weeks to go. But, you know, anybody who was wondering what capacity we were going to be in One Nation or what we were going to be doing, you know, that's where we at with it. Shout out to Omar Ahart. Shout out to Jarvis Mitchell, who, you know, he had to okay the whole thing. Shout out to everybody in One Nation, especially on the boys' side already and the football side. They've really already set up or set a tone for us to come into. So,
Oh, yeah. So, you know, is it that time we got to give our last second shots? Is it that time?
Last second shot, huh? All
right, who going to go first this week, you or me?
You got it. You got it.
My last second shot. First off, first and foremost, shout out to Jalen Richardson, who recently injured her knee. Late last week. Shout out to you. I hope you have a speedy recovery. My prayer is not too serious. So. You know, like I said, hopefully we recover. Hope it's not too serious. You know, I hope to see you on the floor sooner rather than later. And you know, just stay positive. You know, it's gonna be over before you know it. And what else I want to get off while we wind it down? Oh, hey, yo, if you go to the Hawthorne, ask for the Darren Clora treatment.
Wow.
If y'all go to the Hawthorne Hotel Suites in Southfield, ask for the Darren Clora treatment. It's a three-room special. I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all missing out on a good deal.
Do not listen to Eric, man. Don't listen to this man. I don't know what he's talking about.
I mean, Darren practically runs Hawthorne at this point.
I really don't. I think I've denounced it on Twitter a few times. Hey, listen, man. That was 2009 to 2011, Darren. We stay away from the Hawthorne Suites these days.
Look, they still have his picture on the wall.
They don't.
Like, they have it. No, seriously, they have his picture on the wall, right? So like, when you go, you want
to
have a good time in Southfield. Like, if y'all looking for a hotel, y'all want a good deal, get ask for the Darren Clora, ask for the Darren Clora special. I'm trying to tell you.
Eric is literally, like, telling a lie right now, but. We're going to cut off his last second shot. He does. that man is done. But, hey, man, listen, shooters keep shooting. You know, I've been known to pull from 30 with ease, but sometimes you got to take layups. So the biggest shots aren't always the most fancy shots. Remember that. You can win the game with a layup or you can win with a three. Which one do you pick? Obviously, that's situational, but you get where I was going with that one. man, so, again, shout out to everybody who listens every week. If you listen on iTunes, we love you. If you listen on Blog Talk, we love you. If you're not listening and you're hating on us, we still love you. Man, just positive energy to everybody. positive energy to everybody. Prayers up. Everybody, let's make this MHSAA tournament a memorable one. Too many great players playing in this tournament. Let's just go out there and everybody give it everything, man. We got a few weeks, or not a few weeks. We really have 1 week until it really kicks off. Obviously, we have a show before it kicks off, but right after our show, everything kicks into hyper gear. Everybody be ready because we're going to come at you. We're going to come at you often with updates on Twitter. Man, you know what I'm saying? My article is about to start popping back up. I took this basketball season off from writing, but my pen game coming back. Hey, but shout out to everybody. One time, shout out to Jeff Taylor, man. You know, every time I see him, man, he always offers the most. He offers the most wisdom and the most. Just a genuine, like, love. And, hey, he really support me and Eric. So shout out to him. Shout out to the Storm family. Shout out One Nation. We here.
You know, you feel us. You feel us right now.
Nation. Man. Hey, so I guess we should shut it down now, man. Remember. Shooters keep shooting.
When you are a guard and you can pull off a third, there is very little that can be done with you.
Okay.
And that is the case with Stephen Curry. If he's missing shots, he's missing. But when he's missing, right now, Steph Curry is the best shooter in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Please, let's make that official. He's the best shooter in the game of basketball. Takes right after his father, right from those jeans to Del Curry. This boy is the best shooter in the game. And what's special about Stephen Curry is